In my home parish, we had a deacon who everyone looked forward to hearing his homilies, and he always defined a key word in one of the readings.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. Everybody loved him because he would always go, in my dictionary, and we always look forward to it today, in my dictionary, the word is defined. He'd give his definition and then several others from other dictionaries.
So is there a word that you're wanting to define?
Yeah. I'll tell you after the open.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is Veronica. So what is the word on the word you're talking about?
Oh, I see what you did there. Well, the word is wisdom, and in the words of my old deacon, in my dictionary, wisdom is defined as knowledge and the capacity to make due use of it.
So does that mean that we're looking at the reading from the Book of Wisdom?
Absolutely. This Sunday, we hear part of Solomon's prayer in the first reading, and it starts off kind of harsh. It says, "For the reasoning of mortals is worthless, and our designs likely to fail."
But the reading doesn't stay that way. It goes on to say that humans are designed in a way that we need God, and that we are saved by God's wisdom.
You know, Merriam-Webster also defines wisdom in several different ways. My favorite is good sense. It's like God gives us the whole world, and we have to ask for the good sense to take care of it. I think of it this way. When I'm having a problem, I can think about it all day long. I can work up every solution I want to. But I won't be fully satisfied with it until I take it to God and ask for the wisdom to handle the situation.
This week, if you're feeling overwhelmed and realize that you can't do it all, we challenge you to give it to God in adoration. Lay it on his altar and pray for the gift of wisdom.
And catch us next week right here on EWTN.
Bye.
Toodles.